Right, the Money Doctor, well, John Lowe is the Money Doctor. He's from themoneydoctors.ie. He joins us on the programme now. Always a pleasure. John, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Greg. Nice to talk to you again and see you.
Yeah, great indeed. Now, do-it-yourself wills.
Yeah.
This is such a big deal. And I think, you know, when we do a legal item on this programme every couple of weeks, and a lot of the questions are about wills and wills being contested, right, and are wills right, and make sure you've got your will right and all that kind of stuff. People might be a bit nervous about completing such an important document online. Should they be, John?
No, not at all. You know, 70% of the nation do not have a will, Greg, and that's the sad part. Of those 70%, you know, when you think the average net worth of a person in Ireland is only 177,000, this is not rocket science. And of those 70% of people, 99% of them are simple, non-complex estates, estates being, you know, what you own, what you possess, and non-complex relationships. So, I mean, I certainly wouldn't go online and give my personal information to any website, no matter how secure they are. So what I've done is, it's an ingenious setup, is there are 6 will templates. And one of those will templates will suit you. It'll have either single, legally separated, or divorced, without children, with children under 18, or with adult children. And then the same with married or civil union. So those 6 templates are a Word document, which you can actually download, and then you can pop up on your laptop, your PC, or you can even print off, and you can fill in yourself complete in your own handwriting. So that's number one. Number two is you get a list of assets and personal information. Again, 6-page form, Word document. It's downloaded for you, and basically you put it again either up on your laptop, your PC, or your printout. And this 6-page form gives you all the information about your assets, where all your accounts are, your property, your invaluables, things like a set of golf clubs, those kind of things. So the whole issue is that this is not rocket science. And, you know, when you think that, you know, on citizensinformation.ie, you can get the components of a will, and essentially you need to nominate an executor or executrix, and you need to have 2 witnesses, and those 2 witnesses cannot benefit directly or indirectly from your will. And therefore, not just ordinary 2 witnesses, you know, a secretary who comes in and she squiggles, and 20, 30 years later, she's dead or she's gone and no one knows who she is and no one can understand her squiggle. So I'm putting beyond ambiguity, you know, the names, the full addresses, their air codes and their PPS numbers. So there, as I said, there's no ambiguity who this person is. Even if they die, they had a valid witness to your, and those witnesses, by the way, do not have to see what's in your will. They just have to, you know, witness your signature. That's all. So there's rules and regulations. There's 10 tips that I give. There's even a video on my website, which is moneydoctors.ie/wills, that you can actually see how to download. A lot of people get confused by the technology, but this is simplified. Everything's about demystifying and simplifying. I was onto a girl the other day who worked actually as a paralegal, and she came out with an extraordinary statement. She said, you have to execute a will in the solicitor's office. I said, number one, execute is the wrong word. You talk about sign. And number two is you can do it anywhere. You can do it in a bathroom. And, you know, you can do it anywhere. You don't have to be in a solicitor's office. All you need are those 2 witnesses, and you need to nominate the executor. That's it, essentially. So, I mean, once you have over 25,000, you should have a will. And, you know, Greg, it's not about money. It's not about age, because it's young and old. If you have a young family, you want somebody, if anything happens to you and your partner, you want somebody to take over those children if they're under 18. And the same then if you're middle-aged, anything can happen to you. All these people are, sports people are dying in their young ages. So it's like...
But why are we so reluctant? 70% of the nation are not making a will. I'm not sure if that... Is that the entire nation or over 18s? But
that's the working population.
The working population... is it because we're, and this is really not about the will as such, it's just about your opinion. Do you think we're not comfortable talking about our own mortality? And I think there's very little outside of a hospital or a GP's that will remind you that you're here for a good time and not a long time than sitting down and distributing your assets.
Well, number one, there's a lot of that in there. There's misconceptions, there's misinformation, there's apathy, there's ignorance, there is fear of thinking you have to go to a solicitor's office, fear of what the cost may be. You're never told what the costs are. because, you know, they can charge a huge amount of money. What this package is costing, there's 8 documents, which includes the 3 Word documents, and then there's 5 other documents which basically are supporting. Like, for instance, in my book, the 16th edition of Money Doctors 21, there's a chapter called Coping with Bereavement, and it tells you how to, you know, go from the will to the probate. Probate. Do you know what, Greg, if you went down the middle of you know, Letterkenny, and you asked every second person what the word probate means, you would get a myriad of answers. Because probate is the entire legal administration of a deceased person's possessions. You have to go through it. Once you have over 25 grand, you've got to go and let the government know that you died and this is how much you got. And then it has to be, and over a certain amount, if you're a son or a daughter of somebody who has died, you can get up to 335,000 tax-free. If you're a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, nephew, niece, it's 16,500 actually. And if you are then, 32,500, I beg your pardon. And then if you're you or me, and you just want to give somebody a few bob, it's 16,250. That's the third level. But as I said, you know, it's very plain. It's very straightforward.
What do you do with the will then? Who keeps it? Who has control of its safekeeping?
You see, that's the issue. Number one, you do your will. You then keep it, Greg, in a safe place, either a filing cabinet or a safe fireproof. And then you let the executor or executrix know where that will is. Because you know one thing, you need the original will to go and do probate. And a lot of people don't realize that. And that's why, you know, you might find solicitors saying, look, do you want me to keep the will? Because when you're dead, the person who is your executor has to now go to the solicitor who's holding the will. And they can charge. They can charge you for holding that will for 20, 30 years or whatever period of time the will is there.
I think, and maybe you can reassure, you know, a lot of the reason why you might put together a will is to make life easier for those that you leave behind, because it can be an absolute minefield, a mess, right? But then some might say, because you're doing this yourself and you're finding people and maybe they don't have a legal background or whatever it might be, that we could be facing, you know, down the line, legal challenges, saying, well, that will was never in a solicitor's office. They never signed. That's not a legal document. That was just people. You get where I'm coming from.
This is all myth, Greg. Seriously, this is all myth. If you look at my website and say, the package, by the way, this package is only 50 euros. You're done and dusted. You never have to go to a solicitor's office again. The vast, vast majority of people don't need to go to a solicitor's office or go to a solicitor, because it's pretty simple. This is where I'm saying, you know, you've got one property, you've got a few accounts, you've got your set of golf clubs, your car, your watch, that's it. And so, you know, for the vast, vast majority of people, they can do this simple will. The will is very legal. It's been checked 100 times over. So that will template is number one, is fine. The fact that you can now empower your executor or executrix to actually go and do the probate. The probate, by the way, Greg, is a simple question of filling out a form, going down to the probate office, and there's one, I think, up in Sligo. There are district offices all over Ireland, but the main one is in Smithfield in Dublin. You go there, you make an appointment with the personal representative. That takes about 20 minutes, and then that's it. Okay. You're done and dusted. You get a grant of probate, and you then go home and you distribute the assets of the estate according to the wishes of the will of that person. Mm. And it's a really, really, I did my own mother's, and there's 8 children in our family. And one of them, my sister, is a barrister. Another kind of nephew-in-law is a senior counsel. There's a brother-in-law who wanted to get his solicitor to do it. I said, no, I'll do it. And I went down and I did it literally in half an hour. Okay. It was very, very simple.
All right.
I came back and I did the whole lot, and it really is. So you can empower your executor, executrix to actually do the, and that's where you save the money, because you are going to be saving thousands of euro.
All right, listen, thank you very much indeed for that, John. Always a pleasure. Take care of yourself.
Thank you very much. Oh, just one final thing, Greg, actually. Just again, all that information is in moneydoctors.ie/will. So you can go straight to the website and you can see it in the menu bar, wills and probates.
Okay, thank you. Now, if that is for you, it's a commercial enterprise by moneydoctors.ie. They're not giving it away for free. It's 50 euro plus VAT. Maybe you'll go down that route, maybe happy with that. But I think a lot of people out there will still want to go down the solicitous ruse, just to make sure everything is completely watertight. But as you heard from John there, he's confident that his system, his offering, is as equally watertight. 086 60 25,000, texts and WhatsApps to that number.